This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Did I break your concentration?
Never grow old, Michael. Never grow old, Michael. You never die. But you must feed. You'll never die.
It is getting so close to Halloween, I can't stand it. That's why I make sure I had a really good band for a Friday night. You know, Fridays, I have the bands that make this fantastic Michigan-made music in studio, Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They're making their triumphant return to the Solid State Radio studio right before their show over at Lightning Rounds in Lapeer. Oh, I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk, and I'm telling you what, I'm so happy to have these guys back in studio. They're fantastic. We had them at a recent show, a Sessions concert series or something like that, and they were at Cascade Lounge. This band was fantastic. They're going to be at Lightning Rounds tonight. Get on out there. The singer shows up on a unicycle, and then he juggles, and then the band is proficiently playing covers. Fantastic originals. You need to get to Lightning Rounds tonight. But I also have some other business to attend to. There have been some fantastic Michigan-made bands releasing new tracks. So before we get to talk to Vlad and his Skeletal Circus, we got some songs to do. Here's Venom of Virtue, brand new tune. Here's Execute on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. I know Matt from Z93 played it, but I'm going to play it louder on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
My whole reality to how it sounds dead. All I'm sure.
And you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Wisher with Bigot right there on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. I was really hoping it was going to be like a parody version of Whip It from Devo, but it's called Bigot. You know, you still use a word, Indians, you're a bigot, you know, something like that. But Vlad Skeldal Circus in studio with us tonight, but I have so much things to unpack. We're going to talk to them here in a little bit. They got a big show coming up at Lightning Rounds in Lapeer, Michigan, right there on Lake Nepocene Road. But first, Heat Above, they released a new single today. Today still has that new song smell. We're going to play it right now. Here is a new one from Heat Above. Here's RT Under on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Thank you.
felt the sun on my skin for the first time. Toe to toe with myself on the front line. Like a dog on the leash of my own mind. Too much, too much. But don't expect me just to move backwards on the taxi.
Above, brand new one, still has that new song smell. We tore off the shrink wrap. RT Above, RT Under is the name of that one. There's been some discrepancy if it's RT or right or whatever. I don't know. Somebody from Heat Above, let us know what we're doing here. RT Under is what we're going with. Vlad Skeldal Circus in studio. They have a big show coming up over at Lightning Rounds in Lapeer, and they also have a fantastic music video. If you haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favor, and while we're going through everything else, check that music video out, because we're going to be talking about that. They have a new album coming up, and a lot of apparently they're going to be doing some shows as my favorite band of all time. We're going to be talking about that here in a little bit. Here is Vlad Skeldal Circus, my favorite tune of theirs so far. Here's Bats, Cats, and Rats on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Yeah. I got one of those in here.
Yeah, but I do it better. So.
I have a few mustaches in the bag.
Vlad Skull, the circus, they're already in studio. You hear them. I just made the trek over there because they're talking to us, and then they're going over to Lightning Rounds in on Lake Nepessine Road in Lapeer. They're going to be playing over there. Some tickets are still available, so make sure you stop by. We're going to be playing some more tunes from them and talking to them, but got to do a commercial break. I know I've got to do that every once in a while. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Stick around. Michigan-made music is awesome. Everybody knows it. And on Sessions, we celebrate Michigan music 6 days a week. You'll hear unsigned bands, and you'll also hear Michigan musicians who win big and made us proud. Tune in Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, 11 to midnight on 97.7 WTGV. And then on Saturday nights, you'll hear 3 hours of local original music, 9 to midnight, exclusively on Solid State Radio. We're Smitten with the Mitten, and it shows 6 days a week on Sessions. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer.
Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Like the Misfits
and welcome back
cousin.
To the show on Sessions on Cell Say Radio and 97.7 WTGV. Vlad Skeldo Circus in studio with me right now, and we're going Facebook Live. And right off the bat, somebody says, Brendan says, are you guys like the Misfits or something?
Yeah.
I think our advertising budget would have just been blown if we had the Misfits here. No, it's Vlad Skeldo Circus without makeup.
Ooh. Unmasked.
Oh my God.
We're so spooky.
You can't tell who I am.
We're like the Misfits.
I've put a fake mustache on my real mustache.
We're like the Misfits, but you can actually, you know, we're not mean. You can actually talk to us. We're pretty approachable.
And we don't work out.
Yeah.
Except him.
Yeah, except me. I am buff, strong man. If you're watching the video,
he's Vladimir von Nielsen, the famous Russian strongman.
I'm glad you guys came back. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. We're glad to be back.
Yeah.
Thanks
you guys
for having
are playing
us.
A show tonight over at Lake Nepocene Road in Lapeer. Lightning rounds. You're gonna be in the Thunderdome.
The Thunderdome.
Yes,
welcome to the Thunderdome.
A great venue. Have you guys had the food there yet?
No, it's our first time.
Honestly,
I'm looking forward
to the food.
Oh, the sound is great. The stage is great. The service is fantastic. Pat's a great host of everything, and the food is Oh, chef's kiss. It's fantastic.
Mm. That's perfect. We just we got the show to eat, and then we were just going to leave and not play. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, I like to count the money.
So, like, can we square up?
Oh, Brendan's not done yet. He says, talk to a... You? Question mark.
How did
apparently
you know?
Heard some of our previous
did
conversations.
You figured it out?
Yeah.
He's behind the curtain. Brendan, where are you?
This is actually talk part two.
All right, so you guys have been busy. I mean, we had you guys at a Sessions Concert Series for me, or was it? A Sessions Concert Series over at Cascade Lounge. And, that was a great, Plethora and Wisher.
Plethora.
Oh, my God, that was a fantastic show. You guys came out there. I mean, Vlad showed up on a unicycle and he juggled and he was on like what do you call that thing where you're on like a plank on a like a ship?
Like the cylinder. It's called a rollabola.
Rollabola.
Yeah.
You did a great job. And the rhythm section is like, oh, here he goes.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Vlad show.
I mean, you guys did a great job, and then you ended with a killer. I'm not going to spoil it because in case you. End it tonight also.
Chances are high.
I'm going to say the end song was killer. You guys spent some time on the soundstage. You did a music video.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We sure did.
We did.
It was a
fantastic.
Good time.
First off, we want to give a huge shout-out to Factory of the Dead in Saginaw.
The biggest shout-out.
Haunted House, the biggest shout-out. And a huge shout-out to musician friends. You may know them, Creativid or ML.
Yeah, ML Creativid.
The best guy. He shot and produced and directed and did everything.
Yeah, he did it all.
Pretty
he followed
much.
The script. He edited it. He filmed it. He directed it. He put together a blooper reel that we didn't need, but it was awesome.
A true professional made us look like we knew what we were doing in our lives.
The Factory of the Dead in Saginaw, the big haunt house there.
And there was a lot of Scooby-Doo references, kind of,
with
the whole thing.
What's Scooby-Doo?
What I got.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah. That's what I got from it. But I'm also older than you guys, so I got
that,
the Scooby-Doo
a huge
references.
Shout out to Vlad, he wrote the entire script for the music video.
The screenplay, so he's like, okay,
he's
guys.
Like, man,
he's
bringing
he's like, it's going to be Scooby-Doo-esque, and then we get the script, and I'm like, literally say jinkies.
You can't copyright a word. Come after me, Hanna-Barbera. But it's a lot of fun, though. Yeah, I was trying to think of every little Scooby-Doo bit we could possibly cram in the 3 minutes that the song is or whatever.
Five.
Yeah.
It's a five-minute video.
Yeah. It is a great video for a great song, Better Off Dead. I mean, so like he shows up, like did he come up with the full storyboards?
He literally just is like, here's the script. Handed it. I'm like, all right.
I typed it up. I had like
he didn't
ankles
even,
in there. I
he
had...
didn't even consult us about it. He's like, I got it, guys. Yeah.
So I know your guys' part. I know your guys' character. You guys have got this. So, I mean, was this cool for you or is this normal for you or is this where you want to be?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. When I gave him the script and stuff, Connor was like, man, how did you do all this stuff? I was like, Connor, I went to film school for 2 years and dropped out. And he was like, oh, yeah.
It showed.
Yeah.
No, in film school, you get cut.
That's right. Yeah. I cut myself from the picture. Dude.
It was a ton of fun. This is the first time that I know Connor and I have ever done anything like this. I was real nervous to get on film and try to read lines, try to remember, but it was a ton of fun.
The charisma
we had a great
for it.
Time.
Oh, yeah. And if you've seen it, it's obvious that Rob was a theater kid and went to film school. Me and Adam did not go to acting school, so that should be glaringly obvious in the video. I guess I'm speaking for myself. I think you did pretty good.
Yeah, they probably could have
like
done well with some lavier mics or something like that to get some of the audio. But as a listening audience, we got the gist of it.
I'm proud of the little guy.
Yeah, it worked out well. That was a lot of fun, though. I've always wanted to make more of music videos. I had a blast doing it. It was a 2-day shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys kind of, the band kind of lends itself to being a visual thing like for videos,
absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so when you started, I'm assuming Vlad, you started it. It wasn't like these two guys put themselves together. Hey, your name's Vlad now, and you're in the band.
No.
So right from the start, the visual, the acrobatics, that was probably part of it from stage one, right?
It absolutely was. That's how we kind of came up with the circus name. Adam did, and it's barely on, but yeah. So all that. It's very visual. We like to entertain first. Music is very top of the list, but
depends
we want
the
crowd
to
have a good
ask.
Time. more so first. If the crowd's having fun, the music will come naturally to them.
Oh,
you know?
We saw a bunch of drunk people that night. I thought they were all rock and rolled out, but then you guys came out and you had everybody glued to you.
Well, I appreciate that. That's the main goal.
That's what we try. It's so one thing I've noticed. You know, we've been in this band for 5-6 years now, and
oh geez,
I mean it's pretty easy to tell when we walk in. Sometimes people just see us,
don't know what's happening,
get set up, and they'll just leave. They're like,
no, we've seen that.
This is, I don't know what this is gonna be, but I'm not about it. And
I don't like devil music.
But most other people
assume we're gonna be heavy metal or
assume we're gonna be heavy metal, and then they hear us, and then they just end up staying the entire night. They're like, I just couldn't
we're
get
so
enough
confused.
Of you guys. Like,
yeah, right.
And it's, visually, I think we look like we're, I don't want to say like we're something we're not, because we're just all
we
over the place.
We are what we are, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you are who you are. And we're getting all over the place, and there's so many things I want to revisit, but we talked about the tune Better Off Dead off the new album, which has not been released yet. We're going to talk about that.
Come soon.
But this is from the video.
Yeah, the video is on YouTube. Check it out. It's got almost 2,000 views on it, so make it 2,000 by the end of the night.
Let's go.
Make it 4,000 by the end.
That's right. Let's do that. There we go.
Woo! They're going to be over at Lightning Rounds in Lapeer on Lake Nepocene Road. Here is Vlad Skeldo Circus, Better Off Dead, on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Better with bread.
all local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Ava giving the four devil horns up. The circus rocks.
Oh, I think that's my sister.
We love Ava.
And then Brendan says, absolute cinema. I'm assuming we're talking about the music video you guys just did.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We are going Facebook Live. Brandini. And everybody's like trading off the whole mustache here. It's actually kind of creepy, but in a beautiful way.
It smells bad.
Well, we are getting close to Halloween. I mean, it's, you know, 6 days away, so I mean, we're having fun. You guys released a music video. It's actually not a music video. It's a song that's now available for streaming, but I played it back when you guys were here, which was like, what, August?
Yeah, we gave you a little sneak peek.
Yeah. That was the, My Girlfriend's a Witch. Who's talking to me about this one?
All of us.
Okay.
Well,
at the same time.
Yeah,
cool.
It's actually
so,
it's actually a cover from an old 60s band called October Country.
Country.
Yes. Yeah, and I remember the story now. Yeah.
If October Country, if you're listening, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
Thanks
fans
for
of
the song.
Solid State Radio.
Thanks for writing catchy songs that we could steal. Not steal, we're borrowing.
It fit our vibe.
You're paying tribute.
Tribute, yeah.
It's definitely paid to record it, too, apparently. Because we had to post it. It's like $12 per cover.
Yeah.
Per Distro Kid, but we did it because we love it.
Yeah.
And it's sweet.
And it's a great song. And it was one of those songs that, like, is very catchy and very straightforward. Almost kind of proto punky in a way for, like, being like.
Your guys' version is definitely proto punky.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And, like,
well, no. They
even the originals kind of is. And, yeah.
We didn't really change it up too much. I mean, we put like a more
yeah. I guess I haven't heard the original, so I guess I really have no point of reference.
More punky twist on it, you know. But I mean, it's definitely like imagine '60s just driving hard rock, you know.
Yeah.
As hard as they could be.
I've heard Zeppelin, absolutely. Yeah. Jared is chiming in and says, "What's up, broskies?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, buddy?"
Let's check out from a cover of
My Girlfriend Is a Witch.
Bye.
By October Country.
Vlad Skeletal Circus, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
My girlfriend.
My Girlfriend's a Witch, Vlad Skeletal Circus, right here on Sessions on SolidStateRadio.net. Big show coming up tonight.
Woo!
That's right. Lightning Rounds over in Lapeer, right there on Lake Nepocene Road. You guys have never played there before, have
First
you?
First time.
Debut.
Ooh,
very
nice.
Excited.
You're gonna have a great time.
We're excited.
Yeah, great venue. Good drinks, good service, fantastic food. So you guys get on out there. You do got to buy tickets, but trust me when I say that it is worth it. I want to give a big old shout out to the people chiming in on Facebook Live. Jared, Ava, Brendan, thank you very much. So I got to bring this up, and I'm trying to find out how to, you know, I'm just going to go right in. Apparently, you're doing a show as a cover band for one of my favorite band ever, Kiss.
Oh yeah.
Talk to me about this one.
We've done quite a few different cover shows before. It's through Excellency Presents.
Shout out Excellency.
Shout out Troy.
Shout out
yeah.
Troy.
But he puts on these just fun gigs. Where like seven or eight different bands will pick a band to cover. We've done AC/DC. We've done the Bloodhound Gang.
The Beatles.
Wow, you're able to actually do a show.
Oh, the Misfits.
Yeah.
Wow.
Misfits.
You've done this a couple times.
Yeah, a few times. And this time we decided to be the only Kiss. Band ever to put makeup on their faces.
No, they still
Kiss.
From
as opposed to ICP.
Yeah. No, nobody's ever done it.
Next year you'll do ICP.
Kiss is a huge influence to us all.
Yeah,
with the makeup
we're huge
and...
Kiss fans. That was my first concert. Me and one of my best
Spooky
friends,
Dave
Lucas Dexter.
I have to really reel myself in because this is about Vlad Skeletal Circus. But now I'm like, oh, what year? What? When did you see it? What tour?
It was their last show at Cobo Hall.
Oh. Wow, yeah. You were there?
It was pretty iconic.
Grade.
How old were you? Yeah, I was about to say like
sixth
five.
Grade.
Oh, my God. Respect.
Legendary.
But, you know, with these Excellency shows, you know, all the bands that do it are fantastic. I mean, they always do great, but
I've seen the list.
We're the only bands that commit to the artists we're doing, and we dress up every time. When we did the AC/DC one,
experience.
We all dressed as Angus Young, except for his dad, who dressed as a preacher. I thought that was great, and we're going to go full out with the makeup and the outfits.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously, Gene, Peter, are you Ace or Paul?
He's actually going to be...
Surprisingly, he's going to be Peter Chris.
I have to be the cat.
He's playing drums for the show, so...
Oh, yep. I spoiled that. That would have been funny as hell.
I feel like we should have all been everybody but Gene and Paul because they would sue us.
Eric Carr, Vinny Vincent.
What's up? We're Hug.
Like, Paul Stanley's makeup from like 74, like
the
bandit.
Exactly. Yep. It's like, let's do all the off brand Kiss characters.
Can
I
you tell me the set list or is that a secret?
Yeah, we could do that.
So we're doing Love Gun, obviously. Gotta have the crowd pleasers.
Strutter.
Rock and Roll All Night, which they
is the best Kiss song ever.
Don't do
that one.
We have
That's
to do
what
it.
I saw.
We gotta do it. You can't do
Kiss
and not do it.
Yeah.
Detroit Rock City,
of
obviously.
Course.
I was
Strutter.
Made for loving you.
Oh,
Strutter.
No. Oh,
that's
no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. Yeah.
Is that it?
And shit. We
shoot.
Bye.
Shucks.
Cut that. We got one more. Strutter, I Was Made for Loving You, Love Gun, Detroit Rock City, Rock and Roll All Night, and.
Jeez, what
I
were
think
we...
that might be it.
God,
it. Oh, God of Thunder.
God
That's
of Thunder.
Right.
Oh, no
yeah.
kidding.
Yeah,
God of Thunder. Nice.
That's yeah. right. We're going to have that in there.
That's pretty awesome.
And we're playing it last, so he's going to have blood packs in his mouth the entire show.
Oh, absolutely. So you guys are also, I mean, you have an album coming out, but there's been some issues with it. What is going on with the album?
Oh, man, what has been going on with it? We're just, everything's recorded, everything's mixed. Just like, you know, I watch.
No, everything's not mixed.
Oh, everything's recorded, waiting to be mixed.
Waiting.
It's ready to go. You know, bands run into this stuff all the time. I watched this thing, Sugar Ray ran into it before, and they, you know, but you just persevere, and you just get through it, and hopefully, still in the fall, this album will be coming out.
Yes.
Sometime this month,
oh, yeah.
please.
Yeah,
this
Shout
month.
Out Sean from
Everyday Ghost.
Everyday Ghost Studios. He's amazing. Awesome guy to work with.
Dickie at Music Machine.
And Dickie at Music Machine.
We recorded a couple songs with him.
It's just, honestly, it's on us. We jumped the gun a little bit. Trying to anticipate
excited.
When it would be done by and
sure.
not realize
we're trying to set
how
a deadline.
Long of a process it would be.
Setting deadlines are hard.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in a digital world, but still you have to rely on people, the people to make sure it happens.
Yeah, we should have just released the video this month.
We don't want to rush things either. We want it to sound as good as possible, you know.
That's like, a lot too. We've been reviewing a lot of the content and making small editing choices. And
yeah.
So we're gonna play one last song called "Dead Girl."
It was a good one.
But before, I want to talk to you guys individually. Each, you don't have to leave the room or anything like that. We're gonna start with Adam, my namesake over here. Your first favorite Halloween costume you ever wore as a kid.
Ooh.
Or as an adult, or, you know, you're in college and like, hey, look at me, I'm 50 Shades of Grey, look at me.
I'm Ted Danson.
The one that was a reoccurring costume, I liked to be a ninja when I was a little kid.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, that's classic. Probably a pretty classic
and
one.
It's also Midwestern. It's Midwestern. You can actually stay warm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's you got your face covered.
You don't see too many ballerinas.
Your parents are like, you're a ninja. It's 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, right. Just wear black over it, whatever you want.
But Mom, I want to be a ballerina. No, you're Connor.
So this may be in a little poor taste, but not really. I went as the Jaeger bomber one year.
The Jaeger bomber?
When I was 7, and I strapped a bunch of Red Bull cans and Jaeger bomber shooters to my chest.
That's
very creative. Not 7. I was actually 23.
I was going to say. I mean, 7 years old, that makes her a better story, but it's such a good costume. So a Jaeger bomber. Oh my God.
Right?
That's fantastic.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, I don't think Vlad's going to be able to top that one.
Dude, the
Ninja
scariest,
wins,
coolest
obviously.
One ever. Dude, you guys know.
It's going to be so dumb.
It's going to be
myself.
Dude, every year since I was 5 to 11. Sugar Ray, Mark McGrath. I would dress up, Frosted Tips, dude. Every morning, I would sing that. I wouldn't say Trick or Treat. I just sing Sugar Ray to him.
Dropping in candy. It's like, oh here's.
I just wanna fly.
Oh yeah, so. Oh, here's one for the ninja. Here's one for the Jaeger bomber. And here's one for the douchebag. Thank you.
Oh, Mark McGrath, I love you on E. You're great. No, I didn't do any of that. For Halloween, I don't know, but oh, Frankenstein. Frankenstein was always cool. Or
what?
I love being Frankenstein. He was a ninja.
Okay, but Frankenstein.
I had a really cool paper mache head I built. And like everything,
okay.
Yeah. And I still have.
It sounds
it.
Like Vlad would actually really go the extra mile.
You know
but
what?
When you
actually...
were the Tony Hawk guy with the eyeball head, that was
that was cool too. Yeah, that's
no, that was
outfit.
Sick.
Or I had a really cool Batman Beyond outfit.
He's the crafty
really?
One.
Yeah,
in the band,
really.
So I
yeah,
don't
it was
doubt
cool.
It
was just wow. Like a little kid one, but it had like the bat wings. You'd open it up. It was like the red bat wings.
Oh, yeah.
Red Batman Beyond.
Oh,
that was really cool. That was one of my favorites. I don't have it.
Come on, that'd be perfect.
All right, guys.
Hold up. Let's ask the chat people who are watching. I think I won that one, by the way.
What about Adam's
in terms
costume?
Of costumes?
Yeah, what's
yeah,
your favorite
what's
costume?
Oh, I dressed up as Luke Skywalker from Return of the Jedi.
Of course.
Wear my mom's boots, one glove, and everybody's just like, are you Michael Jackson?
Is it white?
Come on. I kind of look like Mark Hamill.
Are you Woody from Toy Story?
It was a rough one. All right, we got one more song to go, and then we are out of here. Dead Girl, talk me through it.
Matt. Oh, yeah, it's about my lovely lady.
This is one of the first. This is one of the first ones we ever
learned.
This is actually, I don't know if you guys know this. This is the first spooky Vlad song I ever wrote.
Really?
You wrote
really?
Spooky wow. Vlad songs?
Yeah. Well, no. What is this first?
This is the first.
This
one.
Is the first
this
Vlad
is the
song.
Vlad song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
So
all right, that's
way back in
fun.
2018, I think I wrote this.
If you like The Misfits, you'll love this one. It's very
like before punk. 2018, he was like writing country.
Yeah,
jingles.
No, polka, actually.
I do play the sousaphone.
All right, so here we go. Dead Girl, Vlad Skeletal Circus. They're going to be over at Lightning Rounds tonight. Tickets
check
still
us out.
A few tickets still available. Check them out live. You
check
will
us out.
Not
come see us, like
be,
our page.
Make sure you wear your costume.
Yes,
they got some costume contests going on over there. Here's Vlad Skeletal Circus, Dead Girl. It ends this episode of Sessions. Good
bye,
night,
Sessions.
Everybody.
Thanks, guys.